ओम शांति। Today, God the Father is seeing His children everywhere who have a right to God's love. Today, God the Father is seeing His children everywhere who have a right to God's love. Only a handful out of multi-millions in the world receive this love from God. Only a handful out of multi-millions in the world receive this love from God. This godly love is altruistic love because only God. This godly love is altruistic love because only God. The Supreme Soul, because only God, the Supreme Soul, is incorporeal, and egoless, because only God, the Supreme Soul, is incorporeal and egoless. Because human souls are bodily beings, because human souls are bodily beings, they definitely have one selfish motive or another. They definitely have one selfish motive or another. Only God the Father Only God the Father can give His children such altruistic love. Only God the Father can give His children such altruistic love. God's love is the special basis of Brahmin life. God's love is the special basis of Brahmin life. It is the donation of life, of this Brahmin life. It is the donation of life, of this Brahmin life. If the experience of God's love is less or lacking in Brahmin life, then that life without love is not enjoyable. It becomes a dry life. If the experience of God's love is lacking in Brahmin life, then that life without love is not enjoyable. It becomes a dry life. It is God's love that is constantly with you in life, and remains cooperative with you as your companion at all times. It is God's love that is constantly with you in life and remains cooperative with you as your companion at all times. Where there is love and company, where there is love and company, everything becomes very easy and simple. Everything becomes very easy and simple. There isn't the experience of having to labor. Where there is love and company, everything becomes very easy and simple. There isn't the experience of having to labor. You have this experience, do you not? You have this experience, do you not? Those who have God's love those who have God's love, cannot be attracted by any person or thing, because those who have God's love cannot be attracted by any person or thing, because God's attraction, because God's attraction and God's love because God's attraction and God's love gives such an experience of love, that you always remain merged in love, People have understood this to be being merged in God. One doesn't merge in God, but one remains merged in God's love. Bab Dada is seeing the children from everywhere. Everyone loves God. But one type, are the lovely children. Everyone loves God, but one type are the lovely children, and the other type are the children who are merged in love. And Baba's rhyming them, lovely children is lovely children, and the other type are the children who are merged in love, who are lovelyin children. So lovely children and lovelyin children. And the other are the children who are merged in love, who are lovelyin. So ask yourself, all are lovely, but to what extent all are lovely, no doubt, but to what extent do you remain merged in love? That is, to what extent you remain lovelyin, merged in love. The sign of children who are lovelyin, that is, merged in love, the children, the sign of children who are merged in love is that the sign of children who are merged in love is that they constantly and easily follow God's instructions. They are obedient in following those instructions and have surrendered their body consciousness. Baba's rhyming words, obedient is farman, and have surrendered their body consciousness. So farman and kurban. So they are obedient in following those instructions, and have surrendered their body consciousness. That is, they have become kurban. They have surrendered their body consciousness. Because it is not difficult to surrender yourself where there is love. Because it is not difficult to surrender yourself where there is love. The first instruction is, may you be yogi and may you be holy. Yogi Bhava, Pavitra Bhava, may you be yogi and may you be holy. That's the first instruction. Because the Father has love for you children, He cannot bear to see you children laboring. For he knows that you have labored a lot for 63 births. Now, this alaukik birth, is to become free from labor. And to enjoy the pleasure of supersensuous happiness. So, are you celebrating with pleasure or are you having to labor? When there is love, it doesn't feel like labor to follow instructions. When there is love, it doesn't feel like labor to follow instructions. If you have to labor, it means there is a percentage of love lacking. Somewhere or other. In love, there is one or the other type of, leakage of two things makes you labor. Leakage of two things make you labor. One, attraction to the old world. Attraction to the old world and this includes relationships and also material things. And the second, attraction to old sanskars. So one is attraction to the old world, and this includes relationships and also material things. And second, attraction to old sanskars. This old world and old sanskars attract you towards themselves. So, there is then a percentage in love of God. So check yourself. Am I free from these two types of leakages? Am I free from these two types of leakage? Just remember what are the eternal and what are the eternal original. What are the eternal and original sanskars of you? What are the eternal and original sanskars of you, the soul? And what are the sanskars of this Brahmin life at the end? So just remember, what are the eternal and original sanskars of you, the soul, and what are the sanskars of this Brahmin life at the end? You have elevated sanskars eternally in the beginning and also now at the end. You have elevated sanskars eternally in the beginning and also now at the end. Those old sanskars are of the middle period, not eternal, not of the beginning, and not of the end either. Those old sanskars are of the middle period, not eternal, not of the beginning, and not of the end also. However, however, what is the aim of all of you? What is the aim of all of you? Ask any child and you only get the one response. My aim is to become equal to the Father. It is this, is it not? If it is that my aim is to become equal to the Father, raise your hand. Are you sure this is your aim, or does it change in between? Is this your aim? Are you sure this is your aim, or does it change in between? So the Father asks you children. So the Father asks you children, what are the sanskars that are equal in both Bap and Dada? the Father has always been generous-hearted towards every child. The Father has always been generous-hearted towards every child. He has always been cooperative with every soul in giving them love and regard. He has always been cooperative with every soul in giving them love and regard. So, do you experience yourself to be cooperative with every soul in the same way? Not that you cooperate when they cooperate. Not that you cooperate when they cooperate. Or that you give love when they are loving. Or that you give love when they are loving. No. Just as Father Brahma was cooperative and loving with every child, so just as Father Brahma was cooperative and loving with every child, in the same way, always be loving and cooperative with everyone. This is called becoming equal. This is called being equal. If any child has to labor in transforming his sanskars, what is the reason for that? What is the reason for any child to who is having to labor to transform his sanskars? Father Brahma paid attention to himself, but he didn't labor. Father Brahma paid attention to himself, but he didn't labor. The reason for laboring in the transformation of sanskars is that although you have become lovely, but you have not become lovelyin. That is, you don't remain merged in love. You have become lovely, but not lovelyin. That is, you have not become merged in love. Bap Dada considers every child to be a lovely child. He knows every child to be this, to be a lovely child. He knows this. He knows every child's horoscope. He knows every child's horoscope. And yet, what does he say? He says, the child is lovely. So what does he say? The child is lovely. Bap Dada always gives every child. Bap Dada always gives every child the same study, the same sustenance, and the same blessing. Bap Dada always gives every child the same study, the same sustenance, and the same blessing. Even though Bap Dada knows that that child is the last number, Bap Dada knows that that child is the last number. Yet, he doesn't keep any child's defect or weaknesses. Even in his thoughts, he doesn't keep any child's defect or weaknesses. Dada always sees each one with the vision and attitude that he or she is lovely, long lost and now found beloved child, very sweet child. Because he knows that it is only through this attitude and elevated vision because he knows that it is only through this attitude and elevated vision that this weak one will become a Mahavir, brave, strong. That this weak one will become brave, strong, Mahavir. In the same way, through your elevated attitude, good wishes and pure feelings. So, in the same way, through your elevated attitude, good wishes and pure feelings, you can transform anyone. Since you have issued a challenge that you will definitely also transform the elements of nature, then are you not able to transform souls? You become conquerors of matter. So, with the elevated feeling of soul consciousness, and with the desire for giving benefit, are you not able to transform any soul? So in the new year, this Murli is of December 15th, 2005, 20 years ago. So Baba says, so in the new year, within all of you, in the unlimited Brahmin family, with your good wishes, and elevated feelings, so in the new year, within all of you, in the unlimited Brahmin family, with your good wishes and elevated feelings, each one of you has to help one another to transform. Each one of you has to help one another to transform. Even if someone is weak, and you know that that one has a particular weakness in his sanskars, and you know that that one has a particular weakness in his sanskars, just help with your love and power of cooperation. give the hand of cooperation to one another. Give the hand of cooperation to one another. The scene of handshaking, the scene of handshaking with cooperation will become such that it will be as though you are putting your hand in the other one's hand, that you are uniting in cooperation, and a rosary will then be prepared. So the scene of handshaking with cooperation will become such that it will be as though you are putting your hand in the other one's hand, that you are uniting in cooperation, and a rosary will then be prepared. Do not give teachings, but give loving cooperation. Do not give teachings, but give loving cooperation. Do not become detached. Do not step away, but be a support. Do not become detached, do not step away, but be a support. Because your memorial is the rosary of victory. Because your memorial is the rosary of victory. Each bead is a cooperative companion of the other beads. For this is why the image of the rosary has been created. Each bead is a cooperative companion of the other beads, for this is why the image of the rosary has been created. You are loving and cooperative. So now bring this love and cooperation of the message carriers onto the stage. Now bring the love and cooperation of the message carriers onto the stage. Be a great donor. Cooperate with your virtues and make others the same. Cooperate with your virtues and make others the same. With your virtues. So make others the same with your virtues. In fact, they are God's virtues, but you have made them yours. So they are God's virtues, which you have made them yours. So with the power of those virtues, remove their weaknesses. Are you able to do this? With the power of your virtues, remove the weaknesses of others. Are you able to do this? Are you able to do it, or is it difficult? Teachers, speak. are you able to do this or are you able to do this, or is it that you definitely have to do it? Yes, you definitely have to do it. No one should remain weak. No one should remain weak because you are all the lucky handful out of multi-millions, are you not? Even if it is a last bead, it is of a handful out of multi-millions. Your title is a Master Almighty Authority. So what is the duty of those who are Almighty Authorities? To give and receive love. This is the task of a Master Almighty Authority. To give and receive love. Give and take between you the virtues that you have received from the Father. So give and take between you the virtues that you have received from the Father. Give this gift of cooperation to one another. Give this gift of cooperation to one another. Just as you say, you give a message for the new year and also give another gift, do you not? So this year give one another the gift of virtues. Keep benevolent feelings, and then just as you give a message through lectures and words, in the same way with your benevolent feeling, benevolent attitude and benevolent atmosphere, give this gift of virtues and gift of powers. To give cooperation to weak ones is to give a gift at the right time. Do not make those who have fallen to fall even further. Lift them up, lift them higher. Not that this one is like this and that one is like that. No, they are worthy of God's love. They are a handful out of multi-millions. They are special souls. They are souls who will be victorious. Have this vision. Now change your attitude, vision and atmosphere. There should be some newness, shouldn't there be? There should be some newness, shouldn't there be? While seeing the weakness, do not see it. Give enthusiasm and cooperation. give enthusiasm and cooperation. Prepare such a Brahmin gathering. Prepare such a Brahmin gathering. And Bab Dada, prepare such a Brahmin gathering, and Bab Dada will applaud for that victory. You also repeatedly clap, do you not? You also repeatedly clap, do you not? Bab Dada will then applaud with congratulations, greetings. Bab Dada will also then applaud with congratulations and greetings. You will also applaud with Bab Dada, will you not? You will also applaud with Bab Dada, will you not? You will all applaud, won't you? So they all clapped. You just clapped and that was good. But there should now be the applause in front of the world. There should be the applause in front of the world. The sound should emerge from everyone's lips. Our special beloved deities have come. Our special beloved deities have come. Our worthy of worship souls have come. This is what everyone should say for you. Our beloved, special beloved deities have come. Our worthy of worship souls have come. This aim is firm, is it not? Is the aim that you will do it firm? Or will you think about it and make plans, etc.? You have to do it. Put aside the plans. Don't say, I'll have to make plans. Leave that. I have to do it. You have to do it. Everyone is now waiting. Everyone is now waiting. So now end their waiting. Now end their waiting. Now make preparations to be revealed. Now make preparations to be revealed. Now make preparations to be revealed. Look, even the elements are so distressed now. Well, the five elements are so distressed now. So calm down the elements. So calm down the elements. When you are revealed, there will automatically be world peace. When you are revealed, there will automatically be world peace. Okay. This time to many new children have come. It is good. Many new children have come. So what's to be done now? Baba Shri Muniben is saying, and this time is turn of Gujarat to serve. And it is those from Gujarat who have come to meet Bab Dada. All those from Gujarat, whether you have come for a meeting or to serve, raise your hands. Raise your hands. Nearly it's a whole gathering. Gujarat. Gujarat is very big. So many, very good. It is good, you have taken a good chance. There are many. Bab Dada says to those from Gujarat, as is a saying in Sindhi, those who are at the hearth are in the heart. Those who are at the hearth, that is who do cook for them, they are in the heart. So Gujarat is the closest. So Gujarat is the closest of all. Those who are close are said to be within calling distance. You just call and they come. So those who are close are said to be within calling distance. Call out to them and they come. So Gujarat is ever ready in this, is it not? Call you at any time, come and you will come, will you not? Is it like this? Will you not even stop to think about your family? Will you just come? You are ever ready. It is good. It is good. Gujarat was established through the inspiration of Sakar Brahma. You know, Gujarat's center, the first center, opened in 1966 in front of Brahma Baba. Baba sent Dadi Janki there first. So Baba is saying it's not those from Gujarat who gave an invitation to Gujarat. It was Father Brahma who opened the Gujarat center. So, Father Brahma's special vision fell on Gujarat. Brahma Baba had that wish, for there should be a center in Gujarat, in Ahmedabad. So Baba told Dadi Janki, because there was an invitation, so Baba sent Dadi Janki to Ahmedabad. Then Munni Ben Singh Baba, there are many double foreigners too. All double foreigners stand up. Raise your hand. So many double foreigners, I think over 300 to 400, maybe more, double foreigners. Double foreigners would always be making double effort. So double foreigners are always making double effort. Are you not? For there not to be any name or trace of the old world or old sanskars. This is a double effort. No name or trace of any of the old world or old sanskars. This is called double effort. So are you making such double effort? Are you? Yes, you can nod. Yes. Are you making double effort? No trace of old world or old sanskars. Those who pay attention to this double effort, raise your hands. Double effort. No trace of old world and no trace of old sanskars. This is double effort. So they are raising their hand. Acha. Then revelation will take place abroad, no? The revelation will take place abroad. The victory of those who are making double effort will be revealed. Bab Dada is pleased. Bab Dada is pleased that double foreigners are moving forward while paying attention to both service and effort. They are paying attention to both service and effort and are moving forward. So congratulations for moving forward. But in future, let there be even more intensity in this attention. Let there be even more intensity in this attention. Okay, Acha, you may sit down. Acha. Nowadays, people in the world nowadays, people in the world are doing two things in particular: physical exercise, and second, attention to their diet. So, do you also do both these things, exercise and attention to your diet? So, do you also do both these things? What is your exercise? So, exercise and attention to the diet. So what is your exercise? Everyone does physical exercise anyway. But the exercise of the mind is... One minute to be a Brahmin, then to be an angel, and then to be an angel who is becoming a deity. So, 1 minute to be a Brahmin, then the next minute to be an angel, and then to be an angel who is becoming a deity. Continue to constantly perform this drill of the mind. And pure food is the pure thoughts for the mind. And the pure food is the pure thoughts for the mind. If you have wasteful or negative thoughts, then that is impure food for the mind. if you have wasteful or negative thoughts, then that is impure food for the mind. So let there always be pure food in your mind. You know how to do both, do you not? You know how to do both, do you not? For as long as you want, become an embodiment of pure thoughts. For as long as you want, become an embodiment of pure thoughts. Acha, now hear Yad Pyar. To all the special souls everywhere, to all the special souls everywhere who have a who have a right to God's love, who have a right to God's love, to those souls who are loving and cooperative with the Father. To those souls who are loving and cooperative with the Father, who are always cooperative with one another too, to the victorious children who put into a practical form the aim. We are victorious and we will hoist the flag of victory in the world. We are victorious and we will hoist the flag of victory in the world. To the children who are equal to the Father and who always, to the children who are, to such victorious souls, to the children who are equal to the Father, and who always remain beyond the attraction of this old world and sanskars, who live beyond the attraction of this old world and sanskars, love, remembrance and namaste from the heart of the Father. The comforter of hearts. So, remembrance and namaste from the heart of the Father, the comforter of hearts. So, Bap Dada came near the end of the stage and started giving drishti to everyone. So this is the Murli of 15th of December 2005. So 20 years ago, 15th December 2005. Dadiji was in Sakar at that time. Dadiji became avyakta on 25th of August 2007. So this is 15th December 2005.
Baby. So all of you will get the benefit from their blessings. All of your lovely children, we heard from Baba's Murli, and there is percentage as well. Now we have Madhurvani group, Shashiben is saying, and they are going to present a song, very beautiful song. Baba, we are getting the blessings from your divine drishti, and with the aprons of the jewels of knowledge you have made us prosperous. And at the same time Munni Ben is distributing fruits to all those who are on the stage, to especially to the seniors. You can see Baba, you have taken us beyond through your sweet drishti and filled us with the jewels of knowledge. Thank you, Baba. These are the words of the song, the essence of the song. Baba made us prosperous with the elevated jewels of knowledge. Baba filled our aprons with his blessings and made us elevated. Baba filled us with the elevated jewels of knowledge and made all of us prosperous. This is the conference age where we meet the God, and Baba has come to make all of us pure. This is the meaning of the song. Baba has created Sangam and made all of us pure. Shri Baba has decorated all of us with his powers. Let us sing and dance and sing the wonders of Baba. Baba has taken us beyond with his sweet drishti, and many seniors are coming up on the stage to take toli from Mr. Munni. Song is going on the other side, and you can see on the stage many seniors are coming up to take toli from Sister Munni. Listening to the Murli, we forgot the whole world. We are all fortunate. We are all flying in the sky, becoming pure. And there is this fragrance of happiness, and we are flying with the fragrance of happiness. Let's sing and dance, and Baba has really made wonders. We are all getting elevated with Baba's sweet drishti, and Baba has made all of us prosperous and elevated. on the other side, all the seniors are coming up on the stage to take blessing, vrishti and toli from Sister Muni. Baba's love is very elevated. With the power of purity, we are going to purify the whole world. Baba is making us like an angel. Let's sing and dance and sing the wonders of God. Baba made us elevated with this sweet drishti. Baba filled us with his blessings. Let's sing and dance and sing the wonders of God, wonders of Baba. This is the essence of the song. With the jewels of knowledge, he made us very rich and prosperous.
प्यारे बाबा ने ज्ञान रत्नों से मालामाल कर दिया और अभी हमारी आदर
बाबा made us prosperous with elevated jewels of knowledge.
रत्नों की खान है.
Now Dadi Ratan Mohini has the treasures of all the jewels and we are going to hear from Dadi Ji hearty blessings from Dadi Ratan Mohini. Sister will read Dadi's divine blessings to all of you. Constantly it will keep increasing.
दादी जी के वरदानी बोल के द्वारा हम अपने आप को वरदानों से भरपूर करेंगे.
And hearing Dadi's blessings, we are going to fill our aprons with blessings. Shishiben Singh.
दादी जी के.
And now,
आज के
sister is reading Dadi's blessings.
गुजरात, भारत के सभी राज्यों के आए हुए बाबा के बच्चे.
All the children who have come from different parts of India, especially RCOs and NCOs are here.
वरदानी बोल.
Dadi's hearty blessings are.
बाबा के घर में गुजरात तथा देश विदेश.
In Baba's house.
सभी भाई बहनों को.
All those who have come from Gujarat, from the double foreigners and from all the foreign countries, special hearty welcome to all of you. Bab Dada's hope is that this is an unlimited Brahmin family and we should have good wishes and elevated feelings for each other. We all have to become cooperative by having good wishes and pure feelings for one another with the benevolent feelings and with the attitude of benevolence. With the attitude of benevolence and also benevolent atmosphere, we have to give the gift of virtues and powers to each and every one in our family because this is our family. Om Shanti. This is a divine blessing from Dadi Ratan Mohini and from. We are going to hear from respected Muni Ben. Muni Didi, we are going to hear her word of blessings.
Om. Aap sabhi pyare Baba ke
All of you are merged in the love of God. All the lovely children who have come from India and from abroad, hearty congratulations, hearty congratulations from Baba's house on behalf of Madhuban and behalf of all the Dadis and behalf of the whole Brahmin family. I convey my love and remembrances. We heard a beautiful Murli, Baba's Murli. It was so beautiful. We should not have any negative thinking for any soul. We should have good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. This is what Baba said in the Murli. We have to give Sakash to each and everyone, and we have to stay in these good wishes to have good feelings for each and every soul. All of you should pay attention to this. Om Shanti. To have good benevolent feelings, good feelings for every soul.
और अनुरोध कर रही हूँ हमारे वरिष्ठ भ्राता मृत्युंजय भाई से.
Now we are going to hear from Brother Mrityunjay. He is going to place his inspirations. Mrityunjay Bhai.
Om Shanti.
ओम शांति.
बाप दादा का दिल में सदा लवलीन होकर के रहने.
ऑल ऑफ यू आर मर्ज्ड इन द लव ऑफ गॉड. यू आर इन द हार्ट ऑफ गॉड.
विश्व कल्याणकारी.
ऑल ऑफ यू आर द बेनिफैक्टर्स, वर्ल्ड बेनिफैक्टर्स, एंड यू बिलोंग, यू आर द डेकोरेशन ऑफ द ब्राह्मण क्लैन. एंड ऑल दोज हैव कम फ्रॉम डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ इंडिया एंड ऑल्सो दोज हैव कम फ्रॉम फॉरिन लैंड्स. बाप दादा हैज गिवन Lord of His divine blessings, and He has told us how we have to serve through attitude, and He has blessed us with His blessings. And now this is the time of revelation, and you have to get relieved from the waste thoughts and to have thoughts of elevated feelings. And Baba has given us teachings to have positive, elevated feelings for each and every soul. And we can experience the stage of ascent when we have these good, benevolent feelings. And then, just like Baba started this history, this story of Brahman life through visions, and in the end it's going to happen. And now we have to be worthy of it. And Baba's signal is that this is the path of liberation and liberation in life. And we have to always follow Baba Srimad, hold on to the finger of Srimad. And especially those who have come from foreign lands and the Gujaratis who stay in double foreign lands, and to everyone from India and abroad, I convey heartiest congratulations, congratulations,
congratulations.
All the mothers are requested to remain seated. We are going to sit in Baba's remembrance, and after that the Sevadaris are invited on the stage for Seva. And those who are doing Seva in the Diamond Hall are requested to come on to the stage. Om Shanti. Now we are going to sit in Baba's remembrance.
Oh. हमारा सारा जीवन आपने खुशहाल कर दिया, हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया।
गफलत में आके जगाया आपने।